Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Roy, where are you handing out Cowboys tickets today?
I'm going to be in Richardson, Sean. This is a kids zone version of the giveaway. So kids age 7 to 12 can join me from 4 to 6 o'clock in Richardson. We're going to be hanging out there, giving away two family four packs of tickets. And maybe you can meet Rowdy out there as well. And also your chance to get on the field and pick up the kids tee. After the kickoff, you'll have one chance to do that as well if you win the ticket. So that's at West Buckingham Drive at the Albertsons there in Richardson.
At Albertsons? Okay, so that's like right next to my house. I'm in that neck of the woods. I'm in Plano.
Yeah, buddy, bring the kids.
I'm bringing my kids over there, and I think this is a good opportunity for some audio. You get to babysit my kids at the grocery store.
Oh, I'll be ready. Well done. If you missed spying on Tigers Radio,
oh man,
you got to go back and find that. I think it's Donnie's number one highlight in the history of the station, at least on this show.
I have not cried laughing before filling in with you until that moment. That was the first time. That was great stuff. Whoever did that, I'm not sure, you know, whatever that radio show host name is in Louisiana.
And you can go and rewind it, of course, the Sean and RJ podcast page, 105throughthefan.com, with the rewind 24 hours prior for all the shows. What do you guys have coming up?
We're basically going to bash you guys for 4 hours for not calling out every single human in the world.
Perfect.
Oh, why don't you just get on and be like, Jerry, you suck. Why don't you do that?
I think we kind of have called him out a lot.
Should have taken more shots at Jerry while y'all had him on.
Yeah.
No, y'all asked all the questions. I mean, everything you wanted to know, Jerry just, he lines it up perfectly, doesn't he, man? He has a response. He owns the team. He gets to say what he wants. So, now we're going to ask if the Cowboys are a playoff team. We got Dave Hellman coming up at 11 and at noon today. How many backs would you take over Zeke? How many? Which ones? And we're going to dive into that discussion. But we got to figure out what this team actually is, man.
I think people are reacting the wrong way to the answers. You got exactly the answers you wanted. Like, I mean, what do you think if he was going to announce that he just fired Jason Garrett? That would be the only way that people would be like, awesome. Otherwise, whatever he says, you're just going to be like, yeah, you don't really believe that. So I like his answer just fine, because then if you're mad, you get to stay mad.
I would have liked to have heard him say, you know what? I think it's clear that we should have run it a little bit less in the middle of the game. Like, that's not killing them. That's giving us a little blood, you know, out here in the public. And there is a legitimate concern from anti-Jerry Jason fans that Jason, I mean, there is a possibility Jason stays here.
100%.
And that is built off of a decade of, yes, winning regular season games, as Donnie's going to tell you, but still not going to an NFC title game, that is acceptable enough. So there is some evidence, if you want to build that case, that they're not waiting to axe Jason if they don't get to the Super Bowl, that there is a little worry in the back of my mind that maybe Jason isn't definitely gone if they don't make the NFC championship.
As my colleague in NBC, Newey Scruggs, says all the time,
bum,
Jerry Jones, at this point, it's clear, wants to win a Super Bowl with Jason Garrett as his head coach.
Yes.
I mean, because he loves Jason so much and having him as his guy, that seems to be priority one right now. So you're not off in what you're saying. I'm getting nearer to the point where I'm starting to believe he's going to be back more so next year than not back next year. And entering the season, I think it really was 50-50 based on the results. But unless things go really far south in a hurry here, I'm guessing that he's back next year as the coach of the Cowboys.
He won't be fired unless they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. All right, why Jerry won't do that.
What if they lose round one of the wild card?
Then I think he's gone.
I do too.
I think that if
I'm worried about it, increasingly worried, but I agree.
And at the moment, you're set up to play Seattle at home in the playoffs. And Kevin, do you think that they are going to win that game?
No. They did last year.
Yeah, but I mean, this team was a different
this ain't
team
last year's team.
I'm just saying. But he's committed to the guy. But I think he's at a 10-year point where he's like, okay, I've given you all the time. I built the team for you. I did everything possible. And because you're my guy and I want you to, and I honor this contract for you, I'm going to keep you around. But if they're mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, I think Jerry's like, all right, I got to pull the plug on it now.
Donnie, what do you want? Amari's toes or the tight end debate?
I think the Amari toes conversation was great. So what happens after the game in the locker room, you know, the media goes from like one player to the next as they kind of have their availability. And sometimes, you know, when it's on NBC, our managers allow us to have a couple of cameras in that locker room. So it allows me a little free time to go talk to some players away from the giant media scrum, right? And so Amari was getting changed after the game while everybody else was doing interviews. And I started talking to him about the toe touch, you know, grabs, the three toe tapping grabs in the along the sideline of the end zone. And it just became apparent to me immediately. He had no idea it was blowing up the way that it was. Like I showed him on my phone that I had multiple SportsCenter notifications from ESPN emerging on my phone with just replays of that play. And I think at one point, one of the clips had like 3.5 million views. And he was just blown away by the amount of people that cared about it. Talked about it being a coincidence, you know, that it just happened to all be in the same game. But then he started saying that he hoped that people would compare him to Michael Jackson, you know, on the play with the toe touching and the toe tapping on the side. But
I don't think that's probably an analogy you still want to make in 2019.
I'm talking about dancing. What are you talking about here now? No.
And then let me guess the sides in the tight end debate.
Hit me.
Nui was team Jarwin.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were team Whitten.
Well, and it's not that I'm anti getting Jarwin more involved, but I think that Nui's ready to completely move on from Whitten being on the field to just having Jarwin on the field at all times. And I think that there's a significant gap in Witten's blocking ability compared to Jarwin, and we still live in a world where there is some value in having a tight end that can block a little bit. That doesn't mean that I'm not pro getting Jarwin in the game more often, but I think that's the reason Jarwin doesn't play as much, because other teams know that you're throwing the ball when Blake Jarwin is on the field.
Team Jarwin 100%, okay. And I understand the idea that Whitten is a blocker, but at some point, like, we have to deploy weapons and not have every single one of our weapons be a blocker. We've spent 10,000 first-round draft picks on our offensive line. We have a running back that is supposedly one of the best blockers in the NFL. At some point, the hell with it. I don't need my pass catchers to be good blockers because I have all of the other best blockers, and let's just let it loose. I'm ready for modern offense time. I do not want it to be. It is not 1987 anymore.
You're hoping
not,
that they like throw the ball 46 times a game from
hell
here on?
Yeah. Wait a second.
They just did on Sunday.
Yeah, and then maybe we needed 52 or 51 or 40 or whatever, but like sometimes it's okay. I know you want to have balance, and I get that, but like, the way that Garrett talks sometimes, he talks like, I always say this, he's reading out of the book of 1987 football. Sure, you want to have balance, except if the one thing is working and then balance is stupid.
Yeah.
If you have one thing that works again and again and again, you shouldn't go, well, we are not really balanced. Awesome. You have 38 points. Don't worry about it. Just keep doing the thing that's working.
Expose their weakness and punish it over and over until they prove they can stop it.
Mr. Fourth and Long with a tweet. Talked to a source last night. Tavon Austin was told to fair catch this play, but he wasn't told by Jason Garrett. He was told by special teams coach Keith O'Quinn. Coaches were visibly and audibly upset on the sideline after, one of those coaches being Chris Richard. So that's
100% believe that. We talked about this yesterday, I think, in Crosstalk. You could tell he was absolutely told to call a fair catch because he called that so early.
So early, agreed.
And so there is no way, and like I heard that, well, we told him if there's something. No, I didn't believe that at all because he would have waited. You could have waited another full second probably and at least a half a second, which in sports can be everything.
Right.
But he called that so early, you could tell. He was like, you call fair catch.
All right. A challenge audio flag has been thrown on the show from new national TV star Mike Fisher's appearance at 7:20. I did not hear it originally.
I did right away.
Donnie
immediately
says yes. Roy says yes. I'm not even going to set it up. Let's just play it for KNC and you on the fan text, and let's see what the jury decides. There are players who swear that that's the case, that Jason Garrett is capable of looking out for himself first and foremost.
I don't
believe it because Jason to me seems like too much of a Boy Scout, but there are multiple players on those teams who swear by it.
And I don't argue with the guy who lived it.
Did he flush his toilet?
Thank you.
The fish flushes?
I literally thought it as soon as I heard it. And I was just like, well, it's just me. And then we got a fan text saying the same thing. And I'm like, maybe it's not just me.
Did we get fish flush?
That is immediately my thought.
There are multiple players on those teams who swear by it.
And I don't argue with the guy who lived it.
He got us. He fish flushed us. That's amazing. That is a Tolo top hearing skill right there. Donnie heard it. Roy went back and got it. Wow.
Okay, well, wait. Let's go around the room. Yep. Pat included, because, Pat, you can get on in this. It's not controversial. How many times do you talk on the phone while doing your business?
On the phone?
On the phone.
No, not on the phone.
Really?
No.
You've never done a call into NBC?
No. Yeah. Come on, man.
I've done
come
it.
Come on, man.
I'm guilty.
You've done it.
Yeah. And the trick is, like, gross. What do? Do you hit? What's your technique? Do you hit mute and flush? Or do you do like fish, you flush and walk out of the room? Because the bathroom's going to be echoey, too. That hurts you. That hurts your chances. But a lot of times you got to go mute. Do you take your – you may not have a conversation. Do you take your phone in the bathroom, Pat?
Sure.
Gotta okay. play games.
Okay.
Not on the phone, like talking on the phone, though. No. No. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've,
no?
I've done a spot with Chad Dukes on the toilet.
What? Oh, yeah. That's fitting.
Wow. Yeah.
Hey.
Love you, Chad.
Up in D.C., yeah. No,
but
I do
had
that a
phone
couple
conversations?
Times a week. Yeah, all the time. Actually, whenever I found out we were moving to middays, I was on the toilet when our boss man called me. I was like, yeah,
man,
what's going on?
Do you tell him straight away? You're like, hey, I'm sitting on the toilet.
No, I don't tell people. I mean, because I'm not sitting there like trying to grunt or anything. I'll wait until the conversation's over. I'm not going to flush the toilet.
Troy, you're guilty.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I mean, me and the wife. I mean, that's the best place to have a little phone, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Whoa.
Wait.
All right, let's hear it one more time. Tomorrow, Choppy is back. He reacts to the new college football rankings. Who is going to be at number 4? And is Fish going to be ticked that we exposed him with the audio challenge flag? The KNC Masterpiece. Go check out the LSU Tiger Radio bit. KNC coming up next. I don't believe it because Jason to me seems like too much of a Boy Scout, but there are multiple players on those teams who swear by it.
And I don't argue with the guy who lived it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.